Study was done last year in Turkey at Middle East Technical University at Aykut Kenge and Meral Kenge's laboratory. And they have shown you in the previous two talks that for PGM, allele frequencies and changes in these frequencies over the seasons, there are no differences across the three races that we are studying. Karnica, Caucasica, and Syriaca. But for other traits, these bees and others do differ. For instance, for the time of onset of foraging, so the amount of time bees dedicate to inside jobs inside the colony and outside the colony differs. Also, what bees dedicate their time to pollen foraging or nectar foraging once they started foraging also could be different. And there are racial correlates for these differences. Another important difference is in their allocation of resources to defenses. Here you see a person working with Africanized bees, defensive ones, in Brazil. And you have Ibrahim Çakmak, a professor in Turkey, opening one of our colonies. Very comfortable to work with those. Okay. There are also differences in defenses, not only against vertebrates, but against diseases and parasites. Here I show you varroa damaged by bees below. Those are, and you have also varroa damaging pupae. And you see that there are two frames here where hygienic behavior has been tested. This is one where the bees did not remove the dead larvae, meaning they don't have high levels of hygienic behavior, and this one has high level of hygienic behavior. So this variation that we see across colonies for different behaviors, we thought that may be related to where they live, the geographical conditions where they live, and their environment. So we have taken bees from Artvin, which is eastern Turkey, border with Georgia, and from Hatay, southern Turkey. This is warm climate, hot climate actually. That's the Syriaca. And here, up here, number two shows the Karnica-like bees from Turkey. We brought all of these bees to Ankara, the common garden in central Turkey, to study their behavior. We also studied their behaviors, defense and defense against parasites, at location in Kırklareli, Artvin, and Hatay, so in the three source populations. These areas are very different. In western Turkey, you have a mild climate, Mediterranean climate, and four seasons you still have four seasons. In southern Turkey, you have hot weather, you have this steppe-like plant cover, and northeastern Turkey, you have up to eight months of snow cover, and the place is mountainous. So this is very different environments. We would think that in north country, the bees should be accumulating a lot of honey. Whereas in southern Turkey, perhaps they need to be defending against other parasites and vertebrate predators or other insects just that will be present for a longer time. Western Turkey may be intermediate. So that's just guesswork right now, just looking at the environments. Now, here I present you three brood frames that are pulled out of three colonies at the common garden in June. And you see some differences. Karnica has some honey stored. Here, up here, this is from western Turkey, this bee is, and has a lot of brood. Caucasica already has a lower amount of brood and a lot of honey stored in the brood chamber. whereas Syriaca doesn't have any honey that is actually sealed, and it has all brood. This was similar in different coins. This is not a trait that I studied, but this is just to show you a little bit of taste of these different bees. We identified those bees, not only that we went to a geographical location and purchased the colonies, but we also identified them using molecular techniques and also morphometric techniques. So they were identified as the Carnica from Turkey. That's why it's in quote marks, because it's not the same as Carnica from Europe. Caucasica and Syriaca. This is the picture of the common garden. This is the campus of Middle East Technical University in Ankara. Okay, for defensiveness, we use the behavioral assay, which consists of applying three puffs of smoke to a colony, opening it, removing the center frame, and replacing it. When we are doing this, we score hanging behavior, so bees crawl and hang at the bottom bar and fall from the frames. They may be running on the combs, and they will be so runny that you will basically have a comb that is empty in a very short time if you have honeybees that are runny. And they may also fly up from the frame, and they can also try to sting the person doing this assay, and they can be successful at times. So the extreme of these behaviors are scored as 4, and minimum attempts to any of these is then scored as 1. And the sum of all the scores gives us the defensiveness score for the colony. We use this assay because it is repeatable in different trials. We have looked at at location about 20 colonies for each different type of bee, and in the common garden we have looked at 10 colonies in Caucasica and Carnica and 8 colonies of Syriaca. The tests were repeated twice, and what we see here in mean scores is Syriaca is indeed significantly defensive. You can see that at location values are 8 of a possible maximum of 16, whereas Caucasica and Carnica scored similarly low at about 1 from each of those different behaviors we scored. In the common garden, there was something interesting. They were approaching each other. The differences were less, and Caucasica and Carnica were slightly more defensive, whereas Syriaca was slightly less defensive. The difference between Syriaca in Ankara and Syriaca at location is significant. The other significant differences between Syriaca and Caucasica and Carnica for each case. For disease defenses, we looked at hygienic behavior, and this was done by taking a brood frame, placing in an area of about 100 cells a metal box, and then freezing the brood, and then this frozen brood was, when it was thawed, introduced into the colony, and after a day and 2 days, we counted the amount of cells that were opened and emptied. This is, you see here, two test results from two different colonies in Artvin, the Caucasica. One is completely removing the frozen brood, the other is not doing that after 1 day of test. So this there is variation in each population, but if we just look at the average numbers or percentages of removal, we find that in the common garden, Caucasica is at about Caucasica is lower, whereas Carnica and Syriaca are higher. But at location, we have Caucasica and Carnica even higher. So this may be because of different colonies were tested, or it may again be like defensiveness related to the environment. So for disease defenses, we also looked at Varroa grooming behavior, this biting behavior of bees. The bees can bite or throw groom of Varroa off of themselves. This, we have first observed this behavior at high frequency in Africanized bees previously, And in those studies, we developed an assay where you can take 10 bees, introduce one varroa with them, and look what the bees are doing. And for each colony, this needs to be repeated 10 times to get a percent proportion of grooming behavior. In European bees, this behavior is not exhibited. In Ligustica, we haven't seen it in our apiary in Puerto Rico. Whereas in Turkey, we did this only in the common garden, and we see that in Syriaca, this is at higher proportions, but we still observe it in Caucasica and Carnica. In summary, Turkish bee races differ in their defenses, and southern bee race has the highest defensive behavior, both at location and in the common garden. And defense behavior changes with environment. High level of ectoparasite grooming was found in Syriaca, and high levels of hygienic behavior was found in northern bees, Caucasica and Carnica. In conclusion, Turkish bee races could provide important genetic resources for research and practical applications. A focus on local adaptations and variation in behavior could provide important information on behavioral evolution. So we say biodiversity should be conserved and studied. Thank you.
One minute for questions. Okay, so.
It's exactly subspecies. Rüttner's definition of subspecies and the genetic test, basically, and morphological measurements are consistent with other, for instance, Whitfield's paper on races in 2006. So that's the definition. Well, you can tell phenotypically, but we move them to the common garden and you still see the differences, so there is a genetic basis to the difference, and phenotype is the composition of genotype and environment. But basically, we can see that the morphology is genetics are constant across the geography.